Here we go. Area code 626, welcome to the program.
Hi, my name is Kasmin Boswell Delgado. How are you guys this evening?
Very good. And you?
I am excellent.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Don't hear that much. Don't hear that much. Would you care to share a one-sentence request at all?
I'm just calling in to see what God's put on your heart to share with me.
Okay.
I'm open and ready.
Thank you, Lord.
I hear the Lord say, my daughter, I've made you to be very analytical and very precise. You're line upon line and precept upon precept, and you put everything in order. And when it's not in order, you find dissatisfaction, and you're not happy. And so you keep your attention on keeping the order. And the Lord says that I am a God of order. And it is by my word that I created the earth. It is by my word that I created everything that holds the earth together and keeps it together. And I'm going to teach you in the days ahead to speak the words that I've given you, to begin to put into process and to put into the plan what I have birthed in your heart and your spirit, man. And as you begin to speak and you begin to cause the angels to do the work assignment that they have to perform your word, you will begin to see the fulfilling of the ministry and the words of life that were spoken over you before. For the Lord says that you have gone through the valley of the shadow of death, and you thought that you didn't, that you were never going to be able to walk out of it. But by my sovereign hand have I broken the spirit of depression, and by my sovereign love have I began to build you up and to bring you into position to be used in this season. So the Lord says, daughter, trust me to give you the words to speak and the ways to walk out what I birthed inside your spirit, man, and you will see fulfillment to come, alignment to come in your family, and alignment to come in your relationships. Because I am a God of the family, and I am a God of relationships. And I will teach you the difference between iron, sharpening iron, and the refining hand that I am using. So the Lord says, daughter, it's time to know now that I am smiling over you and joying over you to bring you into the fullness of destiny that I have for you in the days ahead. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And I hear the Lord saying that I am giving you a new theme, and we've begun it, but it's going to be really strong this year, that I am going to show you new ways of doing and addressing some of the same things. And each time you'll hear me prompting you, the Lord says, to ask me for the new way of doing it. And that new way, I'll be drawing you more in to believing that it'll be done in my power and my creativity in new ways. And, you know, I'm just picturing like when Jesus would heal the blind with mud and spit. But the Lord says, you're very talented, you're well trained, you are very effective, but the Lord says, allow me to show you new ways to operate in my power, supernaturally, a new creativity with each person that I bring across your path. New ways is just going to be a theme. Lord, is there a new way that you want to minister? Is there a new way that you want to do it? Show me how you want to do it totally in your supernatural power. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks.
That's a pretty strong assignment.
She can handle it.
Yes.
Yeah, but she loves it, doesn't she?
I do.
Praise God. can tell
you got a beat on
your voice already. I love
it. Thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate it.
That was a great word, Rita. It was. I have such a witness to that, the word you gave her.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God for obedience, huh?
Thank you, Lord. Okay, let's get a couple of more new people. We'll just be opening up to everyone. Let's see. Area code 919. Have you received a prophetic word before from us?
Hello?
Yes, welcome to the program, 919.
Hi, Prophet Rita and Prophet Carlotta.
Hello.
Hi, this is Veronica. How are you?
Doing wonderful, Veronica. Blessings to you, woman of God. Blessings to you, woman of God.
Thank you. It's good to hear you guys. It's good to hear you guys. I'm just enjoying listening. I don't really have a prayer request.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. No prayer request. I have to say this. I bless you. I bless you going out, and I bless you coming in. I bless all that you put your hands and heart to for the kingdom of God. I bless your dreams, and I bless your visions. I bless your needs and your wants, and I strengthen you to walk in the midst of the storm where all seems that it's falling around about you. That you will be one that will be in the midst of his strength, knowing that you are Abba's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for it, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for it, Father.
Veronica, I just saw a crown right away. Just a crown right away. And the Lord says, I'm stretching you and stretching and stretching you and pulling out you out toward that queenly, kingly anointing. And I'm bringing you in to new places with new associations and new opportunities and stretching you in that area. And I want you to just be a student of my word in that area of the kingly anointing. And the Lord says, even as you've brought your shame and you traded in for that double portion in Isaiah, and even as I've promised you, I'll make you that one that would walk and have that priestly and queenly anointing. And the Lord says, but even so, at the same time, it's almost like a paradox, I want to stretch you in the area of believing me for the little things that you would consider just once and not necessary. I want to show you my tender love, my meticulous care for you. And that will actually be a big part of causing you to be more confident to walk in this queenly anointing. Because as you see that you can ask believing for the little things, and how much I care about those little things and some things that you've been willing to sacrifice and to go without, you'll be not only humbled by that, but it's going to be just such a nurturing process if you would allow me to bless you with some of these little things. But at the same time, it will strengthen you, and you'll be able to walk with your head up and the authority that I've given you and the strength that I'm building in you, because you will know how tenderly I care about you, and then you'll be willing to step up to the front line of battle when necessarily, and own that authority and be in a place that others would say is too big a risk. But you will have that confidence in me, because you'll be able to look back to all these memorial stones and see God didn't have to bless me this way. He didn't have to provide that. He didn't have to do that with me. But that's just what an awesome Father I have, who cares so deeply about me. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And I just have to add something from my sister that's a prophet. She says that the Lord says that you're moving from the princess to the queen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You receive that?
Amen, I do.
Okay.
Love
not
you.
Not a spoiled one, but a blessed one. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have another area code 919 also. Welcome to the program.
Hi. How are y'all doing?
Good. And your name and request?
Nicole. I guess my request is just you know, direction and just better understanding of my assignment right now.
Okay. Nicole, I just see you like on one of those white water rafting things, and sometimes the current's gone so fast, but then sometimes it just seems to go so slow, and you can just kind of be in the still water. But the Lord says just head for the deep water. It's that deep, smoother water that's actually safer, and there might have been times when it didn't seem like it. But those other waters that are over the rocks, you know, they're not so smooth. And the Lord says, I'm going to show you a lot of analogies. I'm going to show you how I'm your rock, how deep calls unto deep, how important it is for you to spend that time in deeper revelation with me, because you're a person that has a high calling on your life, and I have a lot of things that I want to deposit in you, and you've not really been aware that clearly of how much I want to deposit in you. And the Lord says you're going to have to spend, I'm getting the word copious amounts of time with me in order for me to deposit those things in you, like in that deep water, so that you will be ready for the high calling that I have on your life. And, you know, you've been a blessing to me in the ways that you have already stepped out. But the Lord says, I have so much more for you. And you're just going to have to spend lots of time with me, expecting me to do major downloads, just major downloads, like you. I just see you saying, God, this feels more like a whole new operating system. But the Lord says, yes, there's some defragging I need to do. These are all computer words. You know, there's some things that we need to do. The devil wanted to put some virus and worms in there to slow things down, and some adware that would distract you. But the Lord says, I want to do major downloading into you. I consider you a good investment, good ground, and I want to you know, just make these downloads, but you're just going to have to give the downloads time. You know how if you interrupt a download, then you lose the whole thing. The Lord says, rearrange your schedule. Hear my voice that I really, really, really do want to meet with you for longer periods of time and have major deposits to make you. Major.
Hallelujah. Strength and power and wisdom, great grace and honor are your portions. As you seek my face and seek me in greater levels of intimacy and time together, you will know my voice, so no one will be able to steal it from you. For the gifting and the anointing that I placed upon your life is one for a special daughter, and one that will cause many people to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. For the Lord says that even in times of intercession and travail, you have heard my voice and known how to partner with me and how to partner with your big brother, Jesus Christ, in the intercession. So the Lord says, daughter, press on and press in, for the newness is all ahead of you, and great are my plans as we partner together and you walk the ancient paths with me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
How is that, Nicole? Are you there?
I am. I'm just taking it all in.
I want to encourage everyone, if this can't be archived, I don't know what all the technical troubles were about tonight. We've never had troubles like that before, but that we will have this program on Now Faith TV. You will be able to access it, because I want you to be able to hear this word. If you weren't able to record it tonight, I want you to be able to write it out. You may have to hit the pause button a couple hundred times, but I want you to be able to write it out and war with it, because as we were saying earlier, it's not enough just to hear it. You have to agree with it, declare it, and decree it, and war with it. Thank you, Lord.
Exactly. And one of the things that I learned was every prophetic word that was major importance to me, I put on a tape. I had a 120-minute tape that I put my word on, and I would bring it to bed with me and put it underneath my pillow and play the word over and over and over. And the reason why that was so important and why it is so important to most people is that we heard so many lies what other people said to us, that we needed to know the truth of what God was saying to us.
Amen.
And that was how I did it.
And Rita isn't the only weird person that does that. We were all taught to do that, and I have a similar tape about that length, and I just started putting them all on. And of course, we started way back when cassette tapes were the thing, but in a way it was nice because it was easy just to add more and more. And actually, Lou and I have listened to some of those this week because it's amazing how you change seasons of your life and you can understand it better. I have most of mine memorized anyway, though. But when trials come, then the word of the Lord is rolling around in my head saying, no, God said this. God said this. I will live and not die. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Area code 386, I'd like to welcome you to the program.
Hello.
Welcome to the program. Would you care to give us your name and a sentence of request?
Yeah, my name is Tim, and I'm new to the prophetic. And I would love to have an impartation to operate in the prophetic, especially in evangelism.
Wow, prophetic evangelism, great topic.
Amen.
I don't know if I can resist being influenced by that. That was great.
You go for it.
Is that okay, Lord? Can we just go ahead and do that exactly as he said? I believe the Lord's saying, I put that in your desire in your heart, Tim. Yes, it is okay. Is it Tim?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, it's okay. And the Lord says, there are so many examples of prophetic evangelism in my word, and I'm going to show you more than just what you would read with your natural eyes and understand with your natural mind. The Lord says, I want you to understand me and to know me and my heart for people. And even as you see how I called people using prophetic words and words of knowledge, as you see how I healed people in that way, as you see how deliverance was involved, and as you just study me and you see the spoken word. And the Lord says, if you'll do a study on my word, you'll find that many, many, many times when you would have thought that the word in the Bible is talking about the written logos word in the Bible, it's actually talking about the spoken prophetic word, the rhema word of God. And the Lord says that you have obeyed me to covet, to prophesy, to hear my voice, and to know me. And the Lord says, I'm just so pleased with that. I put that desire in your heart, and there will be some choices to make, some sacrifices to make. And the Lord says, as you continue to lay other things down and to choose to hear my voice, the Lord says, I will respond to that, because it's not just faith that moves me, but it's the response to even sacrificial living at times, big steps of faith out on invisible bridges at times. And the Lord says, as you choose the spiritual over the natural, that I'm just delighted that you want to be my voice. And the Lord says, you're going to have not only an impartation over and over as you make yourself available to be around those who have that anointing, because the Lord says that's key. Prophets and prophetic people need to hang out with prophetic people. There's a potentiation of it, a synergy of it, a multiplication, an exponential multiplying of anointing when we work together, when we serve each other, when we are encouraging others and serving in their vineyard. So the Lord says, I'm going to give you opportunities to be mentored and to learn, and because prophets are made, not born. And I'm causing you to have a desire to be with the right people. And you're going to learn some things not to do as well, but that'll be okay. And the Lord says, just keep studying the New Testament and even some places in the Old Testament and see how I spoke to people. And through that, you're going to get this impartation over and over and over that you want. And really what it is it's my heart. It's my heart for people. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, amen. And, Tim, the biggest thing for your passion for serving the Lord is his heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing right now in this in the harvest, in the season of the harvest, is prophetic evangelism. So I bless you and release that passion in you so it'll grow and grow and grow as you seek our Lord's face and his heart for other people. I also hear other people in other nations. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Also, Tim, if you study the training exercises and the training and the mentoring and the schools of the prophets, you'll see that there were many challenges. There are many challenges. You know, we can impart things. We can agree with you. We can encourage you. But I just feel to throw this into, if you want to be prophetic and be the voice of the Lord, it won't always be popular, you know, even with people that say they love the Lord. And this may sound natural, but from one prophetic person to another, I would say it's going to be tough sometimes. And this old natural saying, if you can't run with the big dog, stay on the porch. Because the sheep will bite you.
Okay.
And prophetic people are often not appreciated adequately during their lifetime even. It's not until later that people say, oh my word, they were right. And so, but your love for the Lord and the compassion that he puts in you will carry you if you allow it. If you allow it, but it's not always easy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I hope you all will, you know, just write us, send us emails, and let us know what God's doing in your life. Very, very interested in knowing what the Lord goes on and does in your life. Hallelujah. Area code 773, welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Fine. Calling you. I need prayer.
And your name?
My name is Abeside.
Would you spell that, please?
A-B-O-S-E-D-E.
Oh, nice. Okay. And your request?
My request. It's kind of big, but I finished with school in a couple months ago. And I've been not getting out of bed. I've been depressed. My father got cancer. He was diagnosed in December. I'm planning on moving forward and getting licensed with a couple of things. And I haven't been getting out of bed. My mother and I are moving on to a new location. Just a lot's been going on, and I've been kind of letting the spirit of fear and worry get to me. That's all.
Okay, don't tell us anymore. We're not insensitive. We just want to hear from the Lord. We're a strange bunch as prophetic people. We don't want to know too much because then we don't know if we're, you know, we want to be clear that it's God. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord says, I'm giving you open spiritual eyes and ears in ways that you've never had before. I'm making these available to you. But you, your part is to press in, press in, press in, saying, Lord, you promised me, Lord, you said that I would have open spiritual eyes and spiritual ears. And the Lord says all through the Bible, that's been my desire to open people's eyes, to see things as I see them, and to know the truth, and to not be dissuaded by the enemy, and not to be distracted by natural things. And the Lord says these circumstances, you know, have been huge, but the Lord says, press into me, and I'll show you as you go. I'm giving you open spiritual eyes to see things in new ways, whereas many will see, you know, all the enemies surrounding us. You'll be able to see my hand, my purposes. You'll be able to see the angelic forces. And the Lord says, press in for those open spiritual ears, and no matter what the devil whispers in your ears, say, Lord, I want open spiritual ears to hear your voice. And the Lord says you're going to see that I'm just going to be clearing out any ways that you've been double-minded, give you that single mind. You'll be able to declare my will and my power and my presence and my timing over situations. You're going to be able to have a new peace in it. The Lord says there's going to be a new unity that can come out of it, even though not everyone will agree. But just keep pressing in. The key is to say, Lord, I receive my open spiritual eyes and open spiritual ears to come into complete harmony with your plan and purpose.
So I hear the Lord say that I'm going to go into the midst of your heart and touch areas that you've hidden and didn't want anybody to touch. But God says, daughter, allow me to bring forth the healing. Allow me to bring forth the fullness of life so that everything will be line upon line and precept upon precept. Allow me to bring and apply the balm of Gilead where hurts have been and where wounds have been and the pain, emotional pain, has been so profound. But allow my hand of healing to touch and to bring you forth into wholeness. For together we have a great work to do. And the Lord says, daughter, as you allow me to complete the work, you will know the fullness of great joy and great fulfillment. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I have a question. My mother wants prayer. We've been waiting to get on the same phone line.
Pardon me?
Hi, praise the Lord.
Hello?
Hello? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Prophet Carlotta, that's the lady's mother.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord says, I have some things that I want to write on your heart. And there's been many other things there, and there's been times when the enemy would have just filled your heart with things that people said over you and about your future that weren't so. The Lord says, I'm just taking out a giant eraser, and if you'll just be willing to agree with me on what my truth is and not be distracted by what people have said. The Lord says, I just want to wipe those things away that were said that are not my plan and purpose for you, and to write my truth and my love and my peace and my purpose on your heart. If you'll just allow me to spend time with me and even take out pen and paper, the Lord says, I'll tell you what it is that I want to write on your heart and how I see you and what my truth is about you and my direction for you and my future for you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And I hear the Lord saying, daughter, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And the Lord says, daughter, it's morning time. The sun is risen, and you will begin to walk in the newness of life and the newness of joy. For I've done an overhaul in your emotions and in your mind, and you will know that the freedom of your thinking and clarity of thinking will be easier now because of the work that I've done, says your God.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bless you as you move or whatever the next things are. We just stand with you and bless you in the will of the Lord.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
And you have a good night.
You too.
Area code 253, welcome to the program.
Amen. God bless you.
And your name and a one-sentence request?
My name's Yvonne, and I'm a first-time caller, and so I was just calling in for prayer, for healing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father, I thank you that you're the God of healing. You're Jehovah Rapha. The Lord says, daughter, I'm going to begin to bring healing and the balm of Gilead and my anointing salve to the wounds that have been on your heart and in your mind and in your emotions. And as I bring the salve and I bring the balm and begin to apply, and the healing in these particular areas began to take place, and I began to push you towards a release of to be able to forgive and to walk in a greater level of forgiveness, you'll begin to see that your body, your physical body, will begin to line up with the word of the Lord. For the Lord says that I have healing for you, and I have a path for you to walk on that will begin to establish my word and to minister to many other people. And as I take you aside and bring you into a wholeness and an intimacy with me and allow my healing touch to come forth. For the Lord says there's many things that have happened that you have hidden and have not shared with many people, but I know them, and I am ready and willing to go in to heal. Just open the gates of your heart and allow me to enter, and I will do the work that is needed, that the emotional healing will take place so the physical healing will come into alignment, saith your God.
And I hear the Lord saying, Yvonne, that it is going to be way better than you think. Just way better, that you've despaired that things can really change all that much. You know, does the Christian life really change things that much? Because you've tried and you've applied many things and you've had ministry in different areas. But the Lord says, I'm going to give you new connections so that you can experience what the power of the blood is really about, to heal you, to save you through and through, mind, will, and emotions in your body. And the Lord says that the enemy has worked hard to bring conflicted thinking into your life. And that conflicted thinking, you know, okay, what does God want? Does he want this? Does he want that? That conflicted thinking is taking a toll on you. But the Lord says, I'm bringing clarity and certainty through my word. Now, you're going to have to press into my word big time to get these gems. I just see diamonds like in your Bible and diamonds as you meditate on the word. But the Lord says it's not that you have to do it by yourself, because my desire is to connect you with those that I have already prepared to minister to you far more effectively, so that you receive the healing in more areas than you know of that you need it tonight. But with that is going to come a greater anointing that I will put on your hands to minister to others. But there's going to be several seasons now in several areas where I want to just expose you to different ministries, and maybe not expose isn't the right word, but to bless you with ministry from different ministries. And from that, you're going to bring together an understanding what your life message is, and you're going to go from this place that you're in now of wondering, will I ever be healed? Will it ever be complete? Does the Christian life really work all that well? To a place where people will be consulting you and wanting to know, how did you find the power of the cross? How did you find it? How did you get this life to really work? And it will be such a pleasure and a fulfilling life for you to minister it to them, but you're going to have to submit yourself to me first of all and let me go in like a skillful surgeon, and as I bring specialists into your life to minister to those areas, then the rewards are going to be awesome, and I will restore the years the locusts have eaten, and I will restore the rewards and the blessings that you have lost, and you will know what it is to be whole and fully given to me, the Lord says. Amen?
Amen. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for your prayers.
Sounds
I receive that.
Good.
Jesus.
Sounds good. Yes. Sounds yummy. Very good. Thank you for calling. Thank you, Lord. We just have time for a couple of more Prophet Rita, maybe we can shorten these so we can fit in three in the next.
Okay.
In the next 9 minutes, maybe we can. Area code 706, welcome to the program.
Hi, Carlotta. It's Lisa. I tried not to call in because I received prophetic prayer before, and I made it till about 19 minutes after 10.
Okay. Prophet Rita, do you have anything else for Lisa?
I just hear God saying that, daughter, I have begun to open up the words in the Bible in a greater level, in a greater way, for you to understand and to be able to embrace as your own. For the Lord says, in the days ahead, I will cause a greater level of hunger and thirsting for my word and my presence. And as you eat and as you drink and as you sup with me, you will know that as I prepare the table for you in the midst of your enemies, that you will sit victoriously there with me and enjoy the meal together. For the Lord says that I have kingdom business on my mind, and in these days I'm bringing you into the fullness of my kingdom living and my ways for the days ahead, saith your Lord.
And just real briefly, Lisa, the Lord says the training that you've been going through may seem discoordinated and, you know, like it's not really planned that well, but the Lord says, I do know what I'm doing, and I have called you to be, and I'm getting this phrase, a big game hunter. And just as some hunters have no fear of the big game and they can stand in the path of an elephant and stare the elephant down, the Lord says, I'm calling you in the spiritual kingdom to be a big game hunter. I'm not talking about them chasing you. I'm talking about that you will stand in the power of the Lord, and that cosmic beings and fallen angels will know the power and authority of the Lord. And the Lord says, I have been preparing you. I've been making deposits in your life, and we will be successful, daughter, and you will be an overcomer and a Rambo in my kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know exactly all the how we get from here to there, but it's going to be good.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Area code 434. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. My name is Cynthia. I was calling in for prophetic impartation and revelation, please.
Any certain area?
Excuse me?
Any certain area?
No, just prophetic impartation.
Okay.
Just to be able to minister to the hearts of men and women.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord says, it's my desire in these last days to pour out my spirit, and I am so pleased by all of you who, that's what you desire. Pour out your spirit on me, Lord. I draw a circle around myself. Pour it out on me. And the Lord says, as you spend your free time with me, you will never be disappointed. It's going to be a process. It doesn't come all at once. But in the name of the Lord, we do impart that prophetic hunger, that passion to know God himself. And I just see you receiving such a passion to know me, the Lord says. You said, if I never give a prophetic word, this is awesome. I just want to know you. And the Lord says, but you're going to see me quickening the word that you've been faithful to put in your heart. And as you press into not only the Logos, but the Rhema words, the Lord says, you're going to find yourself prophesying when there's nobody around. You're going to be declaring my will over the city, over situations, over the economy, over the future. And the Lord says, just continually have that passion to be in agreement with me and to declare what you hear the Father saying. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, daughter, I am releasing a stronger measure of the pastoral anointing and the spirit of excellence and of counsel upon you. And as you marry all of these together, you will see the greatness of the calling that I placed upon your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk with me in the intimacy that I'm calling you to. You will see that you will not only bud, but you will come into full blossom.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
Then the fruit will come forth, saith your God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Does that work?
Yes. Thank you so much for your time and your words.
Please send us testimonies, you all, because a lot of times we're ministering, we don't know a thing about you or the context with some of you, but we love to hear God talk, and then we love to hear how he applied it too. Last but not least, area code 269.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I've been waiting since the beginning of the show. I'm praying that I could get through. My name is Karen, and I desperately need a word from the Lord. He knows all about me, what I've been through, and all of that type of thing, and I just need a word.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Let me get a little sip of water.
Well, I hear the Lord saying, yes, I do know what you've been through, and there have been times when you weren't sure about me because I did let you go through those things, and the Lord says that I am preparing you to be a mighty warrior, and that there have been so many things where you've had to stretch those faith muscles, and you've had to trust me, and you've been willing to do it, and the Lord says it's really been a blessing to my heart because not many are really willing to accept that great commission and to be prepared. But the Lord says, I've just been exercising you and exercising you and exercising you. And as you press in, you're going to see that in these end times that you have the strength and the ability to be steadfast and the ability to stand on my word. And you will have the peace whereas others don't. And the Lord says, I've just been dealing with those fears and those doubts and making you into that strong woman of God. And the Lord says, I'll call many. I would have many generals in my army, but if you'll press in, if you'll just keep pressing in, the Lord says, I would make you into a general in my army.
Hallelujah. I strengthen you with the power of the risen Christ and the blood of the Lamb. And I ask, Lord, for eyes of discernment and wisdom on how to receive it and how to bring it to your throne room and to intercede and to war with that information. I thank you for doing that, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.
Karen?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Lord. God, you're so good. Let's give him
thank
some
you.
Praise. Everybody,
amen.
Raise your arms and praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. How are you, Prophet Rita? Got a swig of water?
I did, thanks.
Well, you all, you know, don't be concerned about us because, you know, one thing that we've been known for doing and wouldn't mind doing, you know, if you invite us to your ministry or church is, you know, we just believe God wants to speak to everybody. And so when we're invited to go somewhere and speak, if God wants to do it through us, we just prophesy to everybody in the whole building. It takes 3 or 4 hours, but it's so fun to see that God has a unique plan and purpose for each and every person there. Amen?
Amen. I can remember hearing Bishop Hammond give his testimony on how God released him to minister the prophetic word. And the first time that I really experienced it is when I ministered at a mother and daughter tea. And thank God my sister was with me, because by the time I was through ministering to 50 ladies and their children, I had to be poured in my car and then poured in my house when we got home. So, but it's such a joy.
It is. It is. It is. And the anointing lasts as long as God wants it to. It's just important not to keep trying to minister after the anointing has left the building. It's just kind of another prophetic joke.
Exactly.
But you're very aware that it was the anointing of God because, like you say, your physical body may seem to have almost no strength when you're done, but it's a good fatigue, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a good fatigue.
Great satisfaction of knowing that I was busy about my Father's work.
And I believe there's somebody that's going to hear this, whether it's tonight or in the archives. There's somebody that's going to hear this, and you are ready for I or us or Prophet Rita by herself, whatever, to come and train a prophetic team or teams for your ministry, that you're ready, that you're saying, you know, this is what we need. We need a skilled, trained, you know, coordinated prophetic team who understands the Holy Spirit's ways, the guidelines, and isn't a loose cannon, you know, that will be under authority. And we need training. And we have a ball when we're training people and all the activations, and we give you plenty of room to practice, and we say nobody's going to stone anybody if you fail. But people are absolutely amazed that think that, I don't even know if I can hear God, you know, how well they do. And we would just be honored if you would like to contact us and you know, just share what the needs are at your church or ministry, and if you'd like to have prophetic team training. I've said our website, www.cwlinc.com, and Prophet Rita, would you share your contact information?
I would be happy to. My website is www.jubelministries. That's JUBELMINISTRIES.org. And on Facebook, you can find me by Rita Kimberly Phillips. And one thing that I wanted to add to what Prophet Carlotta just said is that there are many that God has called mm-hmm. to prophesy in the government realm, into government offices. And their word is on spot. Their word is accurate. It is powerful. But there's refining that needs to be done before they can ever go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my heart burden is that God is able to complete the work, so he's able to send. And like in Isaiah 6, who can I send? Who can I send?
Mm-hmm.
And but the work has got to be completed in each life in order for the person to be able to be sent. And that is a major prayer burden that God has given me, that there's a way that God is able to touch the lives and to bring in the completed work so that the person is able to go in the governmental office. I'm talking about the White House, not just state houses or county government or school.
No, girl.
I'm talking about literally the White House. But they're there. They're people that God's prepared and given the anointing, given the word, given the power, given the authority. But the refining needs to be done.
And I would agree so much with you. And I would caution you all to know that you need to always look at circumstances through God's grid. For instance, this week, 21 priests were put on a leave because of accusations of sexual abuse. And, you know, you can look at this like, ain't it awful, and describe it in a way that gives the devil glory for winning. Or you can see that God is making things clear. You know, he's making things clear. Maybe these people get the help they need. Maybe the innocent ones will be cleared. Maybe those that have been abused will receive healing. But if nothing else, all these negative circumstances that we see in our country and others, that it's a setup where sometimes when God lets the devil have some rope like that, I can't explain it all. We're not going into the sovereignty of God. But what I know is it makes the harvest white, is what I'm trying to say. That people are looking for true godliness. They're looking for a true revival of the values that godliness represented. And they're looking and they're hungry and they're thirsty. And this is the time for us to rise up and say, God is holy. And God does have a wonderful plan for people's lives, and he is true, and he will not let these gray areas, supposedly, at least they're gray in people's minds, go on forever, that the light is becoming brighter and the dark is becoming darker, and people are hungry and thirsty. And why don't we just pray for our listeners, Rita, and just impart to them that courage to take advantage of these opportunities to set the standard high, you know, and not to condemn anyone, but to say, we do have the righteousness of Christ and we do walk in holiness, and God is our hope of glory inside us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, I thank you that you're a loving God.
Mm-hmm.
And that you love us so much that you're not one to take advantage of us or to push yourself on us. Lord, it's on us to open the gates of our heart and the
mm-hmm.
gates of our mind to be renewed and to be touched. And I ask, Holy One, that those that you have put your hand on and those that you put your seal on and those that you have called for such a time as this, even as Esther was called, and Deborah has been called, Lord, I ask that you make a way, that mentors will come and teachers will come and doors will open for this training and the refining process that will be able to come into wholeness and to completeness. I thank you, Lord, for what you've done in the midst of everyday life now of your children and the urgency of your spirit and the call of your spirit now for the fields are white unto harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, you're calling for those that will go to the harvest fields to labor. And Lord, the prophetic evangelism, oh God,
yes.
What a passion of your heart. And I strengthen and bless and call them forth now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, make a way.
Yes.
Make a way for training. Make a way for open hearts to be filled with your love and words of life to be able to be spoken and released. I thank you for doing it, Lord, in Jesus' name.
I thank you, Lord, that you're not requiring anybody that's hearing this to go it alone, that you are networking us. And if we will receive it, if we'll humble ourselves, if we'll humble ourselves before you and with others, that you will team us up with people, that we will have our Elijah, that we will have the discernment to know how to be the Elisha, and we will have the school of the prophets. We will know where you're connecting us, and whether it's in our neighborhood or whether it's long distance, whether it's there are many schools that are online, like our Now Faith TV, whether you want them to invite us to do teaching and training, that, Lord, no one will feel isolated without help and without support, but that you will reach out and know that the Holy Spirit is well able, we thank you, Lord, you're well able to mentor people over the phone, online, whatever it takes, and that I thank you, Lord, that we are blessed. We are just blessed, and that you would never create a desire in us and then not fulfill it, that you would never cause us to pray for, you said, to covet the gifts, especially to prophesy, especially to hear your voice. And we say we are your sheep that hear your voice, Lord, and we do take time and energy and resources, whatever it takes, to connect ourselves with others so that we can learn to hear you more clearly. And I just want to pray a special blessing on Prophet Rita tonight for giving us her time again. And just we just bless you with a prophet's reward, Prophet
Amen.
Rita. And that
I receive.
I believe that the most important thing to us for all eternity and all time will be that we had a passion to know you, God. That is the only currency there really is. It's the only thing that really matters. More than any crown, we want to know you. We want to hear you. We want to know what's on your heart and what your desires are, what your plans are and your purposes, and just align ourselves up with that. Lord, we're tired of going around just foolish mountains of our own creating and doing things in our own strength and trying to figure things out and living out of our minds or according to our own appetites and our shallow goals. And Lord, we choose to let you refine us and to begin to take us into those deeper places where we can really have fellowship with you, and even the cup of your suffering, Lord, that we would be able to be co-laborers with you and to partner with you and to bring people in, that when we are face to face with you, that we will know that we laid things down in order that others might know you, and that we won't be distracted, we won't be entertaining any kind of the deceptions of the end times, but we'll be focused on you, that we'll turn our eyes on Jesus. And I want to encourage you, all of you, to be with us next week. We're going to have a young prophet in. We'll see how this goes, because he's going to be talking about how his generation sees it, the difference between being religious and listening to those religious spirits and really being willing to let yourself be love and God's power to others as you go. And he's going to be sharing true stories. And by the way, the week after that, we have worship leader Terry McAlman that's going to be with us. If you know anything about his CDs, visit us. And I came to worship you. You know we're going to be in for a real treat as we hear what inspired those worship services. We thank you, Lord. We honor you and we bless your name. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Every day.